Ted Gillis farms about 1,000 acres along the Spoon River in central Illinois. But the land closest to the river doesn't look much like a farm at all. This land was once planted with rows of corn and soybeans and contained an area for his cattle to graze. Now it has rolling hills with trees and an assortment of prairie grasses.
Now this here is probably, it's not in flower now, but this here is what they call the gray-headed coneflower, which is a yellow one. There's some blooming up there, if you see that yellow one there.
Gillis is proud to show off the 300 acres of his land that is in the Conservation Reserve Program. Before it was converted to a natural prairie, the soil, herbicides, and fertilizer from Gillis's farm would flow nearly uninhibited into the Spoon River, down to the Illinois, and eventually to the Mississippi River. Now this land acts as a buffer and a filter. Gillis says he sets aside time every day to visit his natural preserve.
Like yesterday morning, I probably saw 20 pheasants on this half a mile. They're just out along the edges catching grasshoppers, and it's really nice. It makes you think it's really worth it for doing all this.
It's situations like Gillis's that led to the U.S. Department of Agriculture adding to the Conservation Reserve Program this year. Paul Gutierrez is the Assistant Deputy Administrator for Farm Programs at the USDA. He says the CRP is meeting the goals of finding a voluntary way to get farmers to protect land that is at risk. Gutierrez says the biggest obstacle to getting farmers to act in a more environmentally friendly manner is finances. He says that's why the CRP works.
They still have their mortgage payments out there. They still have operating costs, property taxes. And if they can look at a way to look at these lands that may not be as well suited for farming and a way to partner up and save the environment, then they're definitely going to look to help the environment out while still being able to feed their families.
Environmental groups are generally supportive of the program, but they caution it might not always be the right way to help rivers and streams. Ken Midkiff is the director of the Clean Water Campaign for the Sierra Club. He says while the Sierra Club supports the CRP, they would like to see something that lasts longer. Midkiff says the program's biggest weakness is that farmers only have to protect the land for 10 years.
There's nothing that prevents a farmer from, you know, re-signing, but basically the Conservation Reserve Program is for a set period of time. You know, these are marginal lands, lands that aren't very productive for typical, you know, soybeans and corn, and so we'd like to see those set aside for longer periods of time.
Midkiff says in terms of protecting bodies of water, 10 years is barely enough time to undo the damage that can happen in just 1 or 2 years. He also worries that if crop prices go up, farmers will be quick to pull up native prairie grasses and replant crops. Ted Gillis says low crop prices did get him into the program and may be why he stays. He's also a fan of seeing more acres brought into the CRP.
I think that's great. I mean, I really think that's what it should be. I think we've got abundance of grain now and the prices is low, so why not help everybody by doing it this way, you know?
Gillis also says he's come to love this portion of his farm, and crop prices would have to be very high for him to give up on his flowers and pheasants. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull.